BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. President Trump has said tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada will come into effect on Tuesday as planned, but he added that both countries could avoid them.
Tariffs 25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico, and that'll start. So what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States, in which case they have no tariffs.
Mr. Trump also said he'd signed an order to increase tariffs on China from 10 to 20%. His comments were followed by sharp falls on US stock markets. In Ottawa, the Canadian Foreign Minister, Melanie Joly, said the looming tariffs represented an existential threat, but Canada would counter them.
Let's be clear. If Trump is imposing tariffs, we're ready. We are ready with $155 billion worth of tariffs, and we're ready with the first tranche of tariffs, which is $30 billion, which is already known.
Donald Trump has said President Zelensky must be more appreciative, but he denied reports he was considering ending military support for Ukraine. Mr. Trump was speaking in Washington 3 days after the furious row in the White House, in which Mr. Zelensky was accused of not being thankful for US help. The Ukrainian president has since repeatedly thanked the US, and in his daily video on Monday night, he repeated his wish for an early peace.
Today we continued our work with European partners on a special diplomatic and security architecture, an architecture that can bring peace closer. Ukraine, all of Europe and America together, we can ensure decades of stability. To achieve this, we must be constructive, work together, complement each other's proposals and accelerate diplomacy to end the war.
The Vatican says Pope Francis suffered 2 episodes of acute respiratory failure on his 18th day in a Rome hospital, where he's being treated for pneumonia. The Pope has been put back on mechanical ventilation. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Sources here at the Vatican say this is all linked to the pneumonia that the Pope is still battling, which takes time. But this is now the 3rd serious downturn since he was admitted to hospital in mid-February. An elderly man who was already missing part of one lung after a previous illness. Vatican sources stress, as they have all along, that the Pope's condition remains complex, his doctors remain cautious, and he is not out of danger.
German police say they don't think there was a political or religious motive behind a car ramming attack that killed 2 people in the city of Mannheim. The suspect is a 40-year-old German man who appears to be mentally ill. He's being treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound. World News from the BBC. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened Hamas with what he called unimaginable consequences if it doesn't release all Israeli hostages still in Gaza. The Palestinian group has accused Israel of trying to sabotage the ceasefire in the territory. Israel has already suspended all aid after Hamas rejected a plan to extend the first phase of the truce. The UN has accused M23 rebels of abducting at least 130 people from hospitals in Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN said the Rwandan-backed rebels who captured the city claimed the patients were members of the DRC's army or pro-government militias. The US First Lady, Melania Trump, has given her support to a bill making revenge porn a federal crime and forced tech companies to remove such items from their platforms quickly. The Take It Down bill also seeks to punish people who threaten to publish such images. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Online safety is a long-standing interest for the First Lady, and she went to Capitol Hill with a simple message. The legislation would help to safeguard America's youth. The bill before Congress will also require social media companies to take down any such intimate imagery within 48 hours. It's already passed the Senate with bipartisan support and now needs to go through the House before landing on the president's desk for signing. The measure would also cover so-called deep fakes, AI-generated explicit images which have been created featuring real individuals.
Scientists studying the world's most powerful ocean current, which circles Antarctica, have warned it could slow down as melting ice sheets dilute it with fresh water. The Antarctic circumpolar current transfers vast amounts of cold seawater into the Atlantic, Indian and Pacific oceans. They say the slowdown could lead to more severe climate instability. BBC News.